We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. There is a lot of kindness shown at Christmas, and two local charities have helped households struggling this winter and children at a specialist city school. And the fate of the former Debenham site is set to be decided.
A Norfolk charity has delivered festive hampers to hundreds of households facing hardship this winter, thanks to the efforts of volunteers and generous donations. Future Projects distributed 260 emergency hampers to struggling households in the area, reaching a total of 690 people. That was 393 adults and 297 children. Each hamper was packed full of fresh and long-life food, daily essentials, everything needed for a Christmas lunch, and wrapped presents for children. Camilla Wright, Assistant Support Services Manager at Future Projects, said, "Sadly, more and more people are coming through our doors in urgent need of help and support each year. The project relied on support from more than 150 volunteers and was funded by donations from organisations such as the Paul Basham Charitable Trust, Aviva, Giving Tree, Clarion Housing, the Alan Boswell Group Charitable Trust, Candor, and West Norwich Lions."
A Norfolk firm has been spreading some Christmas cheer by donating 75 chocolate selection boxes to a city school, one for every child. Resins R Us, based in Colton near Barnum Broom, delivered the boxes to Danby Wood School in Norwich, which supports children to unlock their full potential outside of mainstream education. The specialist school, based on Loxley Road, works with pupils who may have experienced exclusion and challenges within traditional school settings, providing tailored support to help them rebuild confidence and re-engage with learning. The donation was made as part of Resins R Us' ongoing commitment to giving back to the local community. It is a family-owned business specialising in supplying resin-bound materials across the UK. Known as stone carpets, resin-bound surfaces are made by mixing resin and aggregates to create a mixture that can be troweled onto a surface to provide a smooth, flat finish and are mostly used for driveways. Jenna Keyes, head of school at Danby Wood, said, "We're really appreciative of the gift from Resins R Us. Sometimes our children don't have the best behavioural reputations, but actually they are the most in need."
The fate of the former city centre Debenhams building is set to be decided after years of delays. Under plans submitted by Orford House Developments Limited, the empty site could be turned into hundreds of student flats. The proposals were initially put forward in January 2024, but the developer has been hit with a series of hurdles, including the viability of the scheme to provide affordable housing. But now officials at City Hall say they are at a stage where they can consider the plans and are set to make a decision in early 2026. Under the original designs, which first emerged in January 2024, the new building would have been 10 storeys tall and able to house 405 student studio flats. However, Norwich City Council will be deciding whether to allow the scheme to turn the former department store into an 8-storey block with 377 flats, which is 28 rooms fewer than the original plans proposed. Orford House Developments Limited has had to address a number of issues in order to sway the council and secure a positive outcome for the application. The first major objection came in February, shortly after the plans emerged, when the 20th Century Society, a national charity that campaigns for the preservation of architectural heritage, called for them to be changed. A conservation team at City Hall also added that tearing down the building was unjustified, while Historic England criticised the plans for the same reason. Orford House Developments Limited then drew up new plans to reduce the development by 2 storeys. But one of the major hurdles involves convincing the council the plan for the demolition and redevelopment of the building into purpose-built student accommodation is the only viable one.
We've come to the end of this part of Chatterbox, and we will now hand over to Lynette Edwards and Matthew Tucker. So from me, Sarah Lasher, goodbye.
And from me, Paul Henderson. Goodbye.